In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to talk to you about incense today. Before I was Orthodox, and when I was still in college and attended an Orthodox service for the first time, at that time I was a Protestant, basically of the evangelical kind of flavor. And when I saw and smelled incense in worship, I actually didn't like it. Not that I didn't like the smell. The smell was good. The smell was sweet. But I didn't like it because it seemed very ritualistic. It seemed very Roman Catholic to me. I had been raised Roman Catholic, but in such a way that my mother went to church on days of obligation. My father, he just believed in the man upstairs. There was not really a sense of our faith energizing and changing our lives. And I associated that with Roman Catholicism. That was my personal experience. And so when I saw the sensing, I reacted very negatively. It seemed very formal. I was in campus churches, and they weren't formal at all, and people sang and played guitar, and there was lots of spontaneity. And it just seemed to me that the sensing was too ritualistic and too formal. And then I saw the sensing of people. And to me, at the time, it seemed idolatrous. To be quite honest with you, it seemed wrong to be sensing people, and they were bowing when they were being sensed. These are the kinds of reactions that people have when they see them and they're not part of the church. A lot of times people have these reactions. It appears to be ritualistic or idolatrous, overly formal. And we have to have answers for those things. Well, I learned about these things. We are the children of Israel. We are the new Israel. We are the stones that God raised up to Abraham. And so the church is a contiguous part with the Jews. The chosen people didn't end with the coming of Christ. The law was fulfilled. Christ said that he would build his church upon the confession of Peter. So it makes perfect sense that as a Jew, as an observant Jew who observed the law, that he wouldn't tell his disciples and his apostles to do something wholly different than what they were doing in worship. And in fact, we know that in the beginning, the apostles went right into the synagogues until it became impossible to do that and stay alive. And then Christians had their worship separately. But their worship was always with Jewish flavor. That's why we sing the Psalms so much. That's why we have priest investments. That's why we have the ritual and the continuousness of our prayer with the previous generation. We pray the same way that St. John Chrysostom prayed. Now, not all the words are exactly the same, and there might be some additional services and such like that. But the basic form is the same. The liturgy is the same. And so incense is part of Christian tradition because it's part of Jewish tradition. So what I would say to someone who wonders, why are you using incense? I would say candidly and frankly and without any judgment, why are you not using incense? The church uses incense. Why would it be that for all these years the church used incense, and then came the Reformation, and then stuff happened, and then incense is barely used anymore, except really in the Orthodox Church, even among the Romans. They don't use it very often at all. Other people never use it and have thoughts about it like it's idolatrous, etc. Now, why is it that we use incense? Why did the Jews use it? Well, remember what happened on the mountain, Mount Sinai? The mountain was all aflame and all a smoke, right? So there, that represented the presence of God, specifically the presence of the Holy Spirit as well, because the Holy Spirit is one of his symbols, is incense and smoke and cloud. You know, there are other symbols for the Holy Spirit too, you know, water and wind. But when we are sensing, we are remembering that we are in the presence of God, in the presence of the deity, The one who created the universe and deigns to make us adopted sons and daughters. So that's one profound meaning of incense, and that's why we use it so often, because I've never found a Christian religion that is more aware that God has become man and made us who are so unlike him able to be like him and to be joined to him, to be united to him in the process of theosis. And so incense is always present in just about every service. Very few services do not use incense, only very, very simple services. So that's one thing. Another thing is incense is always symbolized and continues to symbolize prayer. We come to the temple to pray. Incense represents the prayers rising up to God. And in fact, for those who would say, what you got to do is in the Bible, that's explicitly in the Bible. Not only prayer, but also the prayer of the saints. In Revelation, it says, another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, so that he would offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came up with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. So we remember prayer when we have incense. And I mentioned that it is about the Holy Spirit as well. And when we offer incense, the priest says the prayers. In some traditions, he says it every time. In some, he says it only the first time that he actually does it in a service. And that's, the prayer is, incense do we offer unto thee, O Christ our God, as an odor of spiritual fragrance. Having accepted it upon thy most heavenly altar, do thou send down upon us thy all-holy Spirit. So we remember the Holy Spirit with incense. But what about this sensing of people? That really is a problem for some people who are coming to one of our services. Why are we doing that? Well, the reason why is because of what it says in, I believe, Psalm 8, isn't it? I said, ye are gods. We are become like God. That's an amazing thing. That's what the incarnation did. Jesus Christ became man. And, of course, St. Athanasius says, in order that we might become God. That sounds flagrant and amazing, and it is. We, who have nothing to do with God, can become like him. That's why we create. We create life. God doesn't create life anymore. God creates us, and we create life. And that is why the priests and the deacons and the bishops minister to the people and the Holy Eucharist is present in the Divine Liturgy. Because the Lord is no longer walking the earth. He's asking us to do the things that he would do if he were here. So we are becoming like God. Now we will not be of his essence ever, but we do things that are godly. And therefore, the celebrant senses us because we are made in the image of God. But even more so is this present in the Christian age rather than in the Jewish age, before Christ. Because with the incarnation, we now have the capacity, the ability to not only be made in his image, but to become according to his likeness. And that is through struggle, and through the grace of God, to become like unto him. And that is why the celebrant senses us. We should be humbled when this happens. This is not a mere formality. This is our faith. God became man, making us capable of becoming like him. And the incense tells that story. The incense that was used by the Jews only about deity, about prayer, and about the presence of the deity. We sense one another, recognizing not that there is some sort of deity in us as in a pantheistic way, but that we are made in the image of the deity, of the Holy Trinity and will become like unto him in his likeness. That is why we use incense. And that is very powerful. Now, how do you accept this sensing? You should with great humility, with trembling. Now, it's a common act, so it's easy for it just to become something that's formal. But it says an amazing thing. Now, in terms of practicality, you accept the incense by just bowing. Generally, we do not make the sign of the cross. It's sort of just a pious tradition that when you're being blessed, you do not bless yourself. So when the priest blesses you, you don't bless yourself first with the cross. When you're being censed with the incense, you don't make the sign of the cross, but you just bow in recognition of it and reverently, and also, I would hope, in the fear of God. That's a little bit about incense. But I want to emphasize one other thing. I just said it a little bit before, but it's very, very important. Our worship is continuous with the Jews. That is, the Jews who had their law fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Our worship is continuous with the apostles, with the great hierarchs of the 3rd and the 5th and the 7th and the 9th and the 12th and the 15th century and on. And so there is historicity in our services. It's very, very important. That's lacking in some confessions. They don't have that. They can't trace their roots back to some period of time other than maybe after the Reformation or in England in, 1800s or something like that. We use incense because the Jews used it. But it has the additional meaning that's very, very important. That is, we are made in the image and will become according to the likeness of God. So now I can tell you honestly that I do like incense very much, because incense is telling me that God loves me, and despite my unworthiness, he considers me precious and worthy according to him, not according to my deeds, but according to his word, worthy of becoming like unto him. That's something to live up to. That's something to live being aware of every moment of every day. So think about that a little bit the next time that the priest senses you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.